This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Katie Lang, and you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
We could say our next guest is homegrown at Montana Amazon, but I don't know the circle of her true friends would say about that, and I may have to pay a price of glory for their above suspicion. It may be a case of trial and error in the City of Angels, but I'm willing to taste that bruised orange in an attempt of saving grace. When Dunstan checks in, I'm calling on the four dogs playing poker to kindly step out of their providence and help me round up Marilla in the Desert, Katrina, Dr. Quinn, Seinfeld, Joey, the rich man's wife, and all those who are judging Amy. It may be sad to kill your darlings, but the closer we come to interviewing this next guest, there is no way you will ever feel unfabulous. She's crossed over the borderlands, has come over a dark rapture, and has landed right here at the Hump Day Crew, as you like it. Fresh. Can someone get a JAG to fly the crew of the CSI Miami or the division of the NYPD Blue, as this next actress is set to cause high incident in Hollywood. No need to be the pretender anymore as we welcome Michelle Bonilla to the Hump Day Crew.
Yay! Fantastic.
Well, I have to say, Michelle, you're the only client of Mona's, your lovely publicist, that I've had who I haven't been able to include all of your resume in. So that's quite a challenge. So next time...
Bravo. I think you did tremendous.
Well, next time you consider on taking on a film, can you make the titles a little bit easier for me?
Oh, okay.
Well, Michelle, I've just been looking at your CV, and obviously I read some of the shows out in that introduction, and you've had quite an eclectic and interesting career. How have you found, like, a medium trying to balance all those different shows and different sides to you out?
Happy medium, you know, my dogs. Which is a nice, happy medium. You know, keeps me humble, and also my family. You know, it's always a good, thing in the midst of all these activities I do and the shows and, you know, the projects that I work on to have to land somewhere where it keeps me stable and real. And I love just having my family who have nothing to do with being in the business, and my dogs, and. Yeah, that's about it.
That's your happy medium. And you've been an actress for quite a while now. What made you want to become an actress in the first place?
Well, I think that it happened when I was really young. You know, I had an uncle who was very encouraging and bought me my first set of three albums, which was a Donna Summer album, a Crystal Gayle album, and a Linda Ronstadt album, and... You know, he put me up on the table and encouraged me to sing and dance, and I've just loved that attention ever since. I think that just became like a natural progression for me, becoming an actor. Attention whore?
That's fantastic. So you have your uncle to thank for that, do you?
I do.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's been heaps of shows you've been on, including some daytime soaps from Days of Our Lives to even Joey. I mean, it's been quite eclectic, some of the stuff you've been in. What do you prefer to really act in?
You know, my dream is always to kind of, and it still is, I'm trying to land on our ensemble series. I love television. You know, I grew up with one. We didn't have too much money for going out to movies, but we had a television, and I just really tend to deviate more towards the one-hour format, because I love the slice of life that, you know, and just the drama that's innate in some of the scripts that I get, or audition, you know, or the auditions I get, or the shows that I work on. I just kind of tend to deviate towards that. So I would love to end up on a 1 hour ensemble piece that I have a lot of actors to work with. And I actually just got a really nice guest star on a show coming out. It's a spinoff of Criminal Minds called Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior. And I got to play Detective Hernandez, you know, so I got to wear a badge and wear a gun and, you know, say dialogue that with a straight face. And, you know, it's so funny because I have a lot of, you know, a lot of the guest stars that I've done are, you know, mothers in peril who have lost their children or who are fighting for this or fighting for that. You know, it was so great to have a role where I could just be the detective and just say, we tracked the bullet coming from that window over there and ended up, you know, like in just mundane sort of dialogue, you know?
Wow.
So, I'm so happy for that. I want to do more of those, you know? Little slices of life.
Fantastic, Michelle. That's another thing I was reading up about you is you've actually been awarded for your acting with the Alma Award. And what was it like receiving that kind of award for all the hard work that you've done?
Oh, it was such a lovely experience to get that. That award means so much to me because it represents the positive portrayal of Latin people in the industry. And so many times and often where, you know, you see people of my culture being represented in a poor light, or the drug addict, or, you know, the money launderer, or this or that, you know, and or the prostitutes, or and it was a great award to just be recognized for my acting ability, but also to represent a character who I played in a program called Seeing Through Walls, who was a wife of a convict, actually, and who was wrongly accused. And there's a sense of pride in that, and in having that award, especially the writer-director, Carlos Avila, really directed us in, to stand firm in our, you know, in our culture and our pride, and really fight for not only these characters, but for the misrepresentation of who this character was in the film itself, in the film that was made for television. So I'm really proud of that award. I love the awards and hope to get more in my future.
Fantastic. Well, Michelle, moving a little bit away from your acting, I've just been reading up on some of the charitable events you've done, because I'm actually preparing for a 10K marathon myself, and I read that you did a 5K marathon run for the 11th annual Conan Race for the Cure. Can you give me a bit of tips on how to prepare for this marathon?
Yes, a breathe. Build up your resistance. You know, build up your resistance. It's always good to train in a hill, you know. I don't know what your track will look like, or your route will look like, but Australia is actually a good place to train because of the heat, and, you know, it's kind of like you have to train in these adverse conditions, you know. So it's actually good to build up your resistance, and, you know, breathing helps. And do you work out at a gym?
I do work out at the gym.
Yeah, and, you know, build it, like, when do you train on a treadmill?
Yes, I do.
See, you could also just build up the resistance there too by running on hills. That way, when you run on flat land, you know, like the way I trained was actually I would warm up on the treadmill and then, you know, slowly pick up the incline and run for about a minute or a minute and a half, and then lower the incline, and then, you know, heighten the incline. So that way, if there are any small inclines in your actual run, your body will be ready for them because it's trained for, you know. So the funny thing about that Komen race was that I came in first in my age category, which I will not tell you. I was only... I would have been the first woman, which was really hysterical, but I was outbeat by a 14-year-old girl who managed to run past me near the finish.
Oh,
line.
No!
Oh, totally, totally. Boy, wow. If I didn't have the cameras all around me, I would have wrung her hair and threw her to the ground or tripped her.
In the name of fair sportsmanship.
Yeah, you know, as it goes, and so it goes. Survival of the fittest.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, wow, that could be another TV show on its own.
Yeah, grumble, grumble. But, all right, I'll let her live.
I think she would be very happily not be incurred the wrath of Michelle Bonilla at 14. Now, Michelle, also, this year you also partook in the Dinah Shore L Word Fashion Show. Are you going to partake in it next year as well?
I didn't do it this... I did it a couple of years ago, and I was there to help my friend Honey Labrador out with her line of L Word clothes and stuff. But I do believe that we will hope to try to go out for Dinah next year in 2011 in connection with my short film.
Oh, fantastic.
Away in some sort of fashion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic, because I'm actually flying up to LA next year, so I will have to see you there.
Oh, that'd be so great. Yeah,
please,
oh, my gosh.
Please don't pull my hair, though, because I'm close to 14. I'll probably run past you and this hand grabs my hair and pulls me back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow, like, you're incredibly red for 14. Wow.
I'm not 14.
Okay, 15.
Thank you, Michelle. You're very generous with the age. I wish I was 15. This movie, Slipaway, it's a short film that tells a gripping story about love, addiction and self-discovery. And you're actually early in the final stages at the moment and you're hoping to bring it out next year. What can we look forward to about this film?
Well, I think the great thing about this film is that it's a universal theme. I mean, it does deal with drugs and alcohol and a destruction of a relationship. And that is a very universal theme. You know, it does have our two main characters who are women and who are Latin. So that's a... And it was very important to me that, you know, I actually play the drug addict, but it was very important to me that the woman opposite me would be Latin. So why? So we could see her make a good decision. We can see her... a positive choice in her own life, and I'm really excited to finally have this come to fruition in terms of the filming and the creation of it, and to finally be on its last stages of being complete is such a wonderful, exhilarating feeling. And also, I mean, I have such a great cast. You know, I have Tia Gill in it, I have Hal Sparks, I have Wilson Cruz, I have myself, and I have our newcomer, Lauren Burriel, as well as April Grace. And, you know, I'm so happy to call all of these actors my friends and at the same time know that they are extremely talented and quite wonderful. And I love the fact that, you know, we gave them roles that they don't typically, you know, get. You know, Hollywood tends to stereotype people.
Wow.
And I love, you know, it's such a great... feeling to go, hey, I wrote this. What do you want to do? How do you want to go about it? Okay, go for it, you know?
Wow.
So they could do something different and, you know, and get, you know, be able to play something that they typically wouldn't be able to play. Mm-hmm. So that's the exciting thing.
Fantastic. Well, Taya Gill has featured on the Hump Day Crew quite a few times because we had both Taya Gill and Hal Sparks on last year for our Queer as Folk special, and Taya Gill is an absolute sweetheart. So Taya Gill and Michelle Bonilla to look forward to in Slipaway. Hopefully that can come to Australian shores because it will be very popular, I can imagine.
Well, we would love to bring it over to Melbourne and Brisbane, so.
Michelle, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. I know you're busily doing some sound for your new film Slipaway, but thank you very much for your time. I've had lots of fun chatting to you.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure talking to you, and you know, if your listeners want to find out more about, I don't know how the websites work over there, but you know, we have a website for Slipaway, which is www.slipawaythemovie.com, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
So that's slipawaythemovie.com, and if you want to find out more about Michelle Bonilla, it's michellebonilla.com.
G'day, this is Anaya Day. You know, they kind of just walk up to you with their arms out, and he grabs me and he presses himself against me, and we're rubber-dub style, and I'm against the pole, and he's pushing me harder against the pole. And then the next thing, I was like, something, I put my hand down between us, and he had himself exposed. And he was like, just give me 5 more minutes, just 5 more minutes. I was like, security!
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.